I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen, I think this is the best Yankee team since 2009.
And they've said that too. Well, Boone says it since he's been here.
Yeah, he did say that. And he even said going into Toronto, hey, we're good. We could play. So, you know, he knows it. He knows what he has
and
here.
And you're going back to 09.
I'm going back to 09, just in terms of depth, in terms of bench, in terms of starters. Like, I think this Yankee team, and I didn't really think this all year, you know that, but some of the upgrades they made during the season, I said, okay. And then I took a look around the rest of baseball. I'm like, I think that this team could make a run. And maybe on some level should make a run. So, here's the thing. If the Yankees lose tonight, Boone is going to get destroyed. I mean, there's no way around it. He's going to get absolutely crushed. And if Aaron Judge doesn't put one in the seats, despite hitting 440, Judge is going to get crushed, and rightfully so. And I won't absolve Boone, and I won't absolve Judge, but you got a $200 million pitcher who got absolutely rocked the other day. You've got a bullpen that's been awful. You've got basically nobody hitting 50 strikeouts, Sal. 50! And as we've seen all of these strikeouts, that's the end result. But think about the meek approach, flailing at splitters, non-competitive at bats, jumpy. Like, Boone will get hit. Judge will get hit. This is a team thing. This really is a team thing. So to me, if the Yankees lose tonight, which I don't think they will, by the way. I think the Yankees come out and hit the ball tonight. And I think Rodon's good enough for the Yankees to win and get to game four. And then we'll evaluate that if we get there. But if the Yankees lose, it's embarrassing for sure, and something's going to have to happen. But I don't think it's all Boone's fault.
I don't think
it's all Judge's fault.
I don't think it's the manager's fault. However, if they are saying, and the manager himself said, we have the best team since I've been here, and the Yankees are favored going into the series, what's the argument that everybody always makes in the case of Aaron Boone? Well, he hasn't lost a series that he's supposed to win.
I've said that a lot. I said that to Alex yesterday.
So this was a series that they were supposed to win. Whether they lost the division or not, whether they have home field or not, it doesn't matter. They were supposed to win this. Higher payroll than the Blue Jays. Blue Jays talked a lot of smack. Yankees got better as the season went on. Changed some things here. Now, some people could say Toronto was better. I did not think the Blue Jays were better. I never bought into the Blue Jays. I thought the Yankees would beat them in 3 or 4 games. Clearly, I was wrong about that. I still have belief the Yankees are at the very least getting this back to a game 5. However, in the hypothetical or the realistic situation that the Yankees lose tonight, I don't think it's Boone's fault, but I think all bets are off. This would be a series that was tremendously disappointing. And if Boone, the manager himself, says that this is the best team he has to work with, they can't get swept in the DS. It just can't happen.
Well, it shouldn't happen. It could happen. It shouldn't happen. Now, here's the thing. So there's two ways to evaluate this. As we are right now, I'm almost like, what would we do if we owned the team? How would we react? And, you know, the patience that Hal Steinbrenner has shown that has frustrated a lot of Yankee fans. Now, the other thing that could add some salt in the wounds if the Yankees were to get swept. And by the way, even if they win tonight, losing 4, it's still not acceptable.
I think a sweep is
I hear, like, aesthetically, it's like, yeah. What? You lost 3 times to this team that's been verbally punking you all year? It would carry a different weight. I know what you mean there. But if you lose, right? So to me, the way the World Series ended last year, the Dodgers were mocking you. They were mocking your defense. They were mocking your base running. They told the entire world what the scouting report was, and you lost, and you basically proved them right. If they lose to Toronto, whether it's broadcasters or certain players or everybody jumping in, you know, piling on the Yankees, they're not that good, they don't do this well, they can't do that, that would now be 2 years in a row where not only do you lose, but now you're getting like, again, they're just punking you publicly, and Hal has proven to be incredibly patient. You would have to think even Hal would have a threshold for patience there.
Yeah, I mean, that's another part of the conversation. Like, what would they actually do? We know what the fans are going to say. If the Yankees get swept tonight, fans are calling tomorrow saying Boone's got to get fired.
Yes, now, that would be the tone.
And I think that that is the wrong thing. Like, it's not on the manager. We've talked about that. But you, at this point, if they did get swept, I couldn't really fight it off that much because I would be of the belief, well, something's got to change because the manager himself said the team was better than they were a year ago. And yet, they played with fire with Boston. They didn't win the division, so that's a black mark against them. They played with fire against Boston and beat them in the three games. And then, in this hypothetical, would have gotten swept by Toronto. I could understand why somebody would say, well, something needs to change and call for the manager. I don't believe that it should be the manager, but if you're do I really trust that the Yankees themselves, the hierarchy? I know Cashman wouldn't want to fire Aaron Boone, but would the hierarchy not say, hey, something's got to change here? This can't happen. We're the Yankees. We can't be getting punked by the Blue Jays, not to mention the lopsided scores, the lopsided games in the first couple of games here.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more on the line than just the series in tonight's game for the Yankees.
Well, listen, again, I don't deny it. Whether or not something's going to happen, that's a different aspect of the conversation, and Boone's a part of it, and so is Aaron Judge. I mean, next opening day, Aaron Judge is going to be 34. You know, and there's not a lot there's really no evidence, Sal, for a superstar of that size and those dimensions, that proportion physically, to have an incredibly long career. Not that he can't. Richie Sexton was tall, and a few, Winfield was 6'6", but and Sexton wasn't on Winfield's page, obviously, but there's very few big players that play into their late 30s, early 40s, unless you're juiced up, you know what I mean, and you're artificially enhanced here. So, looking at Aaron Judge's, well, I don't know what remains of his prime. I don't know. I mean, listen, he could come back, God forbid, and unleash a throw in spring training, and he could be on the operating table because that UCL, even though his velocity was up from right field the other day, cranked one up to 90, which he has not been there in a while. You don't know what's going to happen with the elbow. You don't know. There's a million unknowns here. And even if the Yankees win tonight, right, think about where they are tomorrow. They're putting their season, they're putting legacies, they're putting reputations. They are putting so much on the line in the hands of a kid who wasn't even on the opening day roster. So you can make the case right there, say, even that doesn't feel right. Why are the Yankees at that point when you got a payroll that's the top three in baseball? I don't know. I just think that there's most Yankee teams I look at, I say, not it. Doesn't mean I'm not frustrated when they don't win. This team is different. I think they should be different. And I think thus far they've proven to be resilient. I think we get more of that tonight. But if they lose, and particularly if they lose tonight, and it is ugly, and they get knocked around, it could be very bloody around the Yankees. Yeah,
to me, Boone's job, I was going to say legacy, but obviously it's not about his legacy. I think Boone's job could be on the line tonight. That, to me, is what's more on the line than the actual series itself. Obviously, if the Yanks lose, they go home, that's it. I do think Boone's job could be on the line tonight. As for Judge, to me, that's about the series. If they lose this series, the Yankees, no matter how, five games, I don't care, 3, 4, 5, if they lose this series, it's going to be another year with what everybody thought was a better team and Plan B and this and that was the best team that at least Boone's had since 2018. The only other year with Judge was 2017, where they went to Game 7 of the ALCS against the cheating Astros. And Judge will be, to your point, 34 next year. He was having a monster year. There was reason to believe that he would get the job done. Like, they haven't even really faced, like, it's not like they're facing Scooble yet in two or three times. They faced Crochet one day, and that's it. I mean, the other guys are, you know.
A couple kids, really.
Savage was great, but come on now. Gossman, like, these, and they're getting Judge out in ways where, Judge is hitting base hits and singles. All of a sudden, Aaron Judge has turned into Wee Willie Keeler. I mean, that's not what the Yankees want. This guy's supposed to hit some home runs here.
About that name.
So he's a singles hitter. That's what Judge has done. And then in the big spot, Judge is doing something that he doesn't do normally, expand his zone and chase. So to me, his legacy is on the line in this series. So yeah, that factors in tonight if they lose as well. But tonight specifically about Boone, I think if they win tonight and don't have the optics of a sweep, then maybe Boone a little bit safer than if they get swept. no matter what, if they don't beat the Blue Jays, I do think it's going to be a bullseye on Judge again, who will have failed in the postseason, you know, going to be a year older. Like at some point, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 30, how many years are we going to see this?
Well, listen, Sal, this is the reality of coaching here. This is the reality of being a star player in New York. It's not always fair, but this is it. I mean, you think life's been fair to Patrick Ewing? Not necessarily. You know, think about the contrast. Mark Messier was here half the time of Patrick Ewing. Think about the sweat equity and what Ewing did for the Knicks on a year-to-year basis versus Messier, who ultimately won with the guarantee of the hat trick against the Devils. One is revered. One is obviously loved in Patrick, but there's always the but. There's always the asterisk. There's always the, he didn't quite come through. He missed the finger roll. Akeem outplayed him, which he did. It's not always fair. But I would then ask you, but I also understand the rules because I'm from here and this is what happens with every star and every coach and every manager. But outside of put Boone aside and put Judge aside for one moment, who on the Yankees besides Schlittler has and Bednar has truly done their job this postseason? Who? I mean, Freed.
Volpe hasn't been, Volpe's been better than he was in the regular season.
No question. He's been one of their better players. Struck out, what, four times the other day? But he's been pretty good.
I'm just trying to think of guys who at least have been.
Jazz is hitting .180. Grisham's hitting .150. Yeah. I mean, Goldschmidt never plays, but he does. By the way, I'd play Goldschmidt tonight. McMahon's not hitting. Rice is not hitting. Wells is not hitting. Grisham's not hitting. Yeah. Stanton looks atrocious. The middle relief's been a circus mess. So, again, I'm not saying that the pressure on Boone shouldn't be there and that it shouldn't be real. It should be. You don't get lifetime contracts. I'm not saying that it should be Teflon Judge. If you don't produce, even though he is hitting .440 with a big bomb like Vlad, you're going to get knocked. Well, I guess what I'm really saying is, though, kind of what Alex said, it's a team sport. Nobody wants to hear it, but really, Sal, as a team, the Yankees are not playing well enough.
And even with all that being said and what's on the line tonight, more than just the series, the legacies, whether it's Boone's job, whether it's Judge's legacy, I still, at my core, feel confident in the Yankees, where a lot of people are writing the obituary already for the Yanks. I'm not there yet. I don't buy it. The Blue Jays will really show me something if they do what they did at Yankee Stadium. Doing it in Toronto in that environment, the scores got out of hand because of the way the pitching went, so I'm not even worried about the scores necessarily. But that power display, the contact, they played downhill against the Yankees. If they could do that tonight, that would show me something, and maybe that's going to win them the series, but I would be surprised if that's the case. And on the flip side of that, if the Yankees' offense does not get going tonight, that to me is a tremendously disappointing showing in the postseason, not just this series. The three games against the Red Sox, they didn't hit.
Nope.
They won a series without having to hit with power. They didn't hit, and the first two games, they have not hit. So the Yankees' offense, I would expect to wake up, and I don't think the Blue Jays are going to be playing at the same level that they did in the first two games.
What the hell are we waiting for? I mean, it's the second series. The offense has done nothing. Like, even if the Yankees win tonight 3-1, and I don't think, I do trust Rodon tonight to give the Yankees a chance to win. He's not going to be Schlittler. I'm not even sure that he's going to be freed from game one against Crochet. I believe you get 5 1/3, sprinkle a couple of runs, couple of walks. He's good, not great.
They're going to have to hit, though, right?
Exactly. I mean, they struck out 50 freaking times in five games with 10 walks. So people got to start waking up, start doing their job. And even if they win 3-1, like I was starting to say, I'm still, I'll feel good about Schlittler tomorrow night. But that would then be six games without the offense. The offense needs to wake up and start earning their money.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is calling from Hillsborough, New Jersey, starting us off. What's up, Larry?
What's up, Sal? How you been, dude?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. BT, what's up, man?
Larry, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Listen, absolutely, in your 100%, would you say, I mean, I know it's probably a stupid question, but do you think Boone gets the axe if they lose 12-4 tonight?
I think most franchises, they probably would. I don't think that the Yankees do.
Yeah, it's not a stupid question, Larry. Obviously, we've been talking about this to start. I don't know if the score itself matters, and thank you for the call.
I mean,
12-4 would be a lot worse than losing, I guess, 2-1. But either way, a loss is a loss, and a sweep is a sweep. So I think it would be a legitimate conversation. Now, again, I don't know. I'm saying I think because I don't know from actual reporting or anything like that.
Yep.
But I would believe that going into this postseason.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Nobody had any thought about Aaron Boone being on any kind of hot seat whatsoever. The fact that they were down 1-0 to the Red Sox maybe brought a little alert, like, hey, if we lost to the Red Sox here, that's a problem. Then they beat the Red Sox. Okay, no problem with Boone anymore. Then they get plastered in the two games in Toronto and on the verge of getting swept. If they were to get swept, I do think it's at the very least a conversation that Hal and some of the Yankee hierarchy, not named Brian Cashman, would at least throw out there and discuss.
I think that that's fair. Do you think that they've ever had that discussion before, like on a real serious level?
I bet that it has come up, but I don't think it ever really got serious. I'm sure it's come up and like, hey, can we maybe change this and be better off for it? But if the manager himself says, like, this is different than Carlos Mendoza and the Mets. If the manager himself tells you, which he has, this is the best team I've had to work with, and they get bounced in the second round.
Yeah.
And it's an underachievement.
It's a big underachievement.
Correct.
Yeah.
It would be the first, by his own admission, it would be the first time that an Aaron Boone team is really underachieved. In reality, right? Like you can say, well, they got beat badly in 18, whatever you want to say.
The wild card against the Red Sox, Cole got rocked, whatever.
Like, it happened. This would be the first time where he believed that they had the best team since he's been here. 2018, that's a long time.
I know.
And they get bounced in this hypothetical. If they lose tonight, it's not hypothetical. It's reality getting swept. Then yeah, I think it has to come into question.
It would really, I got to be totally honest with you here, it would really take away my greatest weapon of defense for Aaron Boone. Because when we talk, and I said this to Alex Rodriguez yesterday, by the way, if you guys missed the chat with A-Rod, obviously free Odyssey app, go check it out if you want to see the other component, WFA and YouTube. To me, I've looked at his tenure here, and I've gone on some rants where I'm not going to just recreate a rant for the sake of doing it, but think about the left fielders he's had, think about the first basemen, think about the 3, 4, 5 third basemen, think about the 5 center fielders, think about the multiple closers, think about everything that he's had, and ask yourself, did he have more than Joe Torre? Did he have more than Joe? The answer is no. Did he have more than Girardi? Did he have an A-Rod? Well, Judge is the A-Rod, but then did he have a Jeter? Did he have a Posada? Did he have a Teixeira, switch hitting, fielding first baseman? Did he have Mo? The answer is no. So when you're fair to Aaron Boone and you put bias or anger aside, I think the clarity that I come, like the conclusion that I come to is he's never lost a series he was supposed to win. This would change that.
Bob is calling from Bayside. What's up, Bob?
Bobby.
Sal, you're insane to say that Boone's job is on the line. Last year, only 2 teams went to the World Series. 28 teams went home. He got them to the World Series. This year, he's in the second round, and he's not up there swinging the bat at home plate. How could you say his job is on the line?
Well, no, I said it would come into question. I think that fans would be calling for it. I'm saying I wouldn't blame the manager, but I do think if they get swept in a series where the manager himself said that they have the best team since he's been here, I think it's a fair question for people to bring up.
As Mike Francesa used to say, until you lose at home, and if you hold serve, you're still in the series. So that's all. That's all Yankee fans.
We said the same thing yesterday, Bob. It's not over. It's not over yet. And where you been, by the way?
I never heard Mike say that.
He's famous for saying that. You got to hold serve at home.
Series doesn't start until a road team wins a game. The problem is if a road team wins the game, the series is over.
Yeah, I prefer a 7-game series to kind of test that theory a little bit, not 5.
Bob used to be a regular on the overnights, I'm pretty sure, because I remember that voice. And
Bobby.
He's a big Yankee fan. Yeah, he would.
I get it. So what Bob says there is, and this is the one thing that I would push back to Bob. He said, Boone's not swinging the bat. I agree. That's why I pointed out who's playing well. It's funny. Judge is getting all the heat. He's hitting 440. Everybody else is hitting a buck 70 with right. a bunch of whiffs. So, again, he needs to put on the power
well,
display.
Only really
no doubt.
That one big spot where he came up with a chance to change everything.
Yeah, with striking out. And it was such a feeble swing. Yeah. It was a ball by him. But then Vlad hits one top 10.
Yeah, exactly.
So it made it look worse. But if that's the case, then no manager or coach should get fired. I mean, Aaron Glenn's right. not missing tackles, but Aaron Glenn's 0-5. No, I'm not saying he's going to get fired, but you know what I mean. Dable is not jumping off sides or committing holding penalties, but this team's not good. So you look at Dable.
Bottom line, we don't believe that this is Aaron Boone's fault if they were to lose. However, you're exactly right. Managers and coaches get fired when their team underperforms or underachieves. This getting swept by the Blue Jays would be a significant underachievement. By Aaron Boone would come on with us and tell us that himself.
Yep.
He said it. This is the best team he's had to work with. Can't get punked by the Blue Jays like that. Win a game. Like I wouldn't be saying that after four games, depending on how it looks, you know, what the score would be. But if they get swept, I think everything should be open for discussion. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you could always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.